Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese.
Il-Prim Ministru Anthony Albanese ħabbar il-klim tal-mistoqsija ta' referendum leħen lill-Parlament u żidiet fil-Kostituzzjoni. Madankollu il-koalizzjoni tal-Oppożizzjoni tgħid li il-klim għadu jqajjem mistoqsijiet ewlenin dwar is-seta legali u d-dettall tal-korp konsultattiv. Rapport ta' Sofija Tarik mill-Kamra tal-Aħbarijiet tal-SBS. Kienet ġurnata qlila biex tiġi fis-seħħ aktar minn 10 snin. Il-Prim Ministru Anthony Albanese żamlura dmuħ hekk kif żvela l-klim tal-mistoqsija li għandha ssir lill-poplu Awstraljan li bihom jistgħu jżidu l-leħen il-Parlament fil-Kostituzzjoni.
The question that Australians will be asked at this year's referendum is a very simple one. It will read, a proposed law to alter the Constitution to recognise the First Peoples of Australia by establishing an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice. Do you approve this proposed alteration? That's the question before the Australian people. Nothing more, but nothing less.
Il-klim ġi deċiż wara il-grupp tal-ħidma tal-referendum il-taqa' mal-Prim Ministru u Ministri Ewlenin oħra fit-22 ta' Marzu biex jgħaddi r-rikomandazzjoni finali tagħhom. Membru tal-grupp tal-ħidma tal-referendum, il-Professur Megan Davis, membru ta' Qabel, temmen li dil-ġurnata se tinżel fl-istorja Awstraljana.
This is a historic day, this is a historic agreement. There is still a long way to go. But today we must pause and reflect on this historic achievement. When we ran the dialogues all over Australia, our people spoke about not being listened to and not being heard. They spoke about powerlessness and voicelessness. This Prime Minister, this government has listened respectfully, genuinely, authentically. This process bodes well for the future of the voice.
Is-Sur Albanese, der flimkien ma' l-Ministru tal-Awstraljan Indiġeni, Linda Burley, l-Avukat Ġenerali Mark Dreyfus, il-Senatur Indiġeni Pat Dotson, u mal-Andirri McCarthy, u l-Grupp tal-ħidma. U għar ringrazzjom għax-xur tax-xol tagħhom.
This moment has been a very long time in the making. Yet they have shown such patience and optimism through this process. And that spirit of cooperation and thoughtful, respectful dialogue has been so important at arriving at this point in such a united fashion.
Sur Albanese ħabbar ukoll il-klim taż-żidiet proposti għall-Kostituzzjoni.
And the provisions that Australians will be voting to approve are as follows. Chapter 9, Recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. 129, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice. In recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of Australia, 1, there shall be a body to be called the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice. 2, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice may make representations to the Parliament and the Executive Government of the Commonwealth on matters relating to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. 3, the Parliament shall, subject to this Constitution, have power to make laws with respect to matters relating to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice, including its composition, functions, powers and procedures.
Tony McAvoy, membru tal-grupp tal-ħidma tal-referendum, iddeskriva id-disa prinċipji ewlenin tal-vuċi.
The design principles are, following the design principles of the Voice to Parliament agreed by the First Nations Referendum Working Group, A, the Voice will give independent advice to the Parliament and Government. B, it will be chosen by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people based on the wishes of local communities. C, it will be representative of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, gender balanced, and include youth. D, it will be empowering, community-led, inclusive, respectful, and culturally informed. E, It will be accountable and transparent. F. It will work alongside existing organisations and traditional structures. G. It will not have a program delivery function. And H. It will not have a veto power. The referendum working group encourages everybody that has an interest in this process to pay close attention to the design principles.
Klim li ġintrodot fil-parlament il-ħamis 30 ta' Marzu mar għal-votazzjoni f'Ġunju. Is-Sur Albaneża aċċetta li jista' jkun hemm tentattiv fil-parlament biex jinbidel il-klim.
Of course it can be altered. We have a parliamentary process. Of course it can be altered. People can have the numbers to alter it. I've said, though, very clearly and unequivocally that this is the government's position. We've arrived at it on the basis of the consultation process with the referendum working group.
Il-Partit Liberali qed iżomm sot fil-kritika tiegħu għall-vuċi. Il-kap tal-Oppożizzjoni Peter Dutton tenna sejħet tiegħu għall-aktar dettalji. Għadu ma ħabbarx il-pożizzjoni tal-partit fuq il-vuċi.
The Liberal Party will meet in this room as a body and we'll look at what the government has provided to us. At some point you can only be strung along for so far without the detail and you need to consider what the government has on the table and then we can make a decision as a party room whether or not we support the voice. We've been constructive with the government this week in relation to the bill that's been, you know, dealing with sort of the behind the scenes and mechanics of the referendum, but that's not an indication of our support or otherwise for the voice.
Is-Sur Dutton talab ukoll lill-Prim Ministru biex joħroġ il-parir Moti mill-konsulent legali tal-Commonwealth, l-Avukat Ġenerali, li privatament tal-opinjoni tiegħu dwar l-implikazzjonijiet legali li ġġib magħha tibdila fil-Kostituzzjoni.
Prime Minister at the moment is acting against the Solicitor General advice, it seems, and I think it's incumbent on him to release that detail, to release the legal advice and to explain why he's gone against the legal advice of the person charged with providing the most important legal advice to the government. He's the highest ranked officer in the public service to provide legal advice to the Prime Minister, and the Prime Minister has gone against his advice, and we need to understand why.
Sur Albaneza jgħid li klim ġie ravetut minn esperti legali. Il-Partit Nazzjonali qed iżomm sot ukoll fl-oppożizzjoni tiegħu għal korp konsultattiv indiġenu. Il-mexxej David Littleproud jgħid li l-vuċi tidduplika burokrazija eżistenti għal nies indiġeni.
The release of the referendum question today has not changed the National's position and has strengthened our resolve to oppose the voice. This is history repeating itself. We've had a representative body before. It didn't work. We are adding another layer of bureaucracy to what is effectively about the efficiency and delivery of services to those communities that are most disadvantaged. We come to this position with no malice, but with genuine intent to close the gap.
Iżda il-professur indiġenu Marcia Langton li ila żmien twil tikkampanja għall-bidla kostituzzjonali tajt li xi ħaġa hija aħjar mix-xejn. Il-korp rappreżentattivi għamlu bidla fil-ħajja tal-popli indiġeni.
There have been many advisory groups and consultative groups and councils. There's no evidence to suggest that they didn't work. I have been around since the very first one, and indeed they did make a very positive difference.
Trittis maktar stejjer bħal din, isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.